So yesterday about the kasha in the pots, you kasha them, we said that's in boiling water. Now we'll talk about the water. Chatchila, you have to have water. Not juice, not oil, not grape juice, not water. Okay, water. Open the faucet, it should be water. And if someone did by accident with something else which is not water, okay, you have to afterwards boil water and put it in water.
Why water?
What?
Why does it be water?
Water, because the agada is in water. Why? Because... Because if it's not water, if it's not water, the nature of the juice or whatever it is to be swallowed in the pot that's in. But if it's water, the nature is not to be swallowed. The nature of the water is not to be swallowed in, to take out.
I see. So it can't be salt water either.
No, one second.
No, it can't be.
Why not?
Because when the salt, there's too much salt in it, then it wouldn't swallow, it would go in.
Salt doesn't cause it to spit out. Huh?
If it was called, no, if the salt water, the water would go into the pot, it wouldn't take out.
Why?
What? The solution would be, there's a lot of salt in it, and that's just the way that the liquid's moving.
Yeah. The chalaya went yeah. Okay. Now if someone did in it, he should take a bottle, then travel again do the hagala, the kashrut again in water. Now what happens if you don't have water? You're in a place where there's no water. Right? I don't know if there's such a thing. Right? It needs the kashrut in spots. What should you do?
Dirt.
So you're allowed a kashrut, you eat it with other things.
Like you're camping. And you make a mistake.
What?
If you're camping and you make a mistake, right. There's no water. There's not enough water.
Right, and you can't, right? So you can use all the liquids in order to kashrut.
How are you?
Huh?
Are you?
There are fires, you remember?
You can be.
Okay. Now, if.
Cognac,
whatever you want. Once you boil it, there's no alcohol in it. It evaporates. מותר להרבה במי העגלה, סבון או חומרי ניקוי אחרים ובשעת הצורך כשמגילים פני ביומם אף פעם מפישים במי העגלה כנגד הכלי עושים כן אף אחד חילה We know, I told you already that even if you don't have one of a 60th of water כנגד the pot right? even if you don't have you'll have a kasher, אין בעיה finally is with a kli that it got the isra that day. If you got the isra that day, then you should have one of the 60th. Or, you don't have to have one of the 60th. You can take akonomika and put it in the water. Right? Anything sharp like that, sharp.
Harsh.
Soap or harsh spray. Cleanser. Put the cleanser, right? You put it inside. Then, even if there's less than one of a 60th in the pot, even if the pot got the Isser that day, still you can kasher the chatchila like that. Okay, just don't forget to wash the pot after.
Yeah. I also know if you put too much ikonamaka in, it'll hit the pot.
Another halakha. Everyone knows this, right? Yeah, water that they kashered many, many pots in, and already the water is filthy, even though there's no real issue there, because it's all mutal, and it's all, in the pot is too busy to spit out, it's not accepting, still you should change the water and put clean water in there. Why? I'm not sure.
I don't understand, because normally don't you have to have, you're kashering clean pots anyway.
No, but there's an issue. Isu was swallowed in the pot. Yeah, but it gets dirty.
From what? If it's a clean pot.
It gets.
Even when it's clean, it's not clean.
This is gook.
You know, the grease that they polish it with, just left in the middle, in the pot, that gets sloughed off, dust, whatever.
It gets dirty.
Use a carton.
After you do 200 pots.
Oh, okay.
It gets dirty. Not 1, 2, 10, not 50 even. A lot.
Okay, okay.
People, you go and you see, you do it, you can see that it gets dirty after. Or they put grates, the stovetop. Mm-hmm. As long as you can clean them 100 times, they still have cook on them. And it's clean. And you put that in the boiling water, it gets up even more. Okay, higilu kelim lifnei Pesach. מחמץ שבהם, במשקה אחר שלו במים כבר הגיע פסח. If people kosher their pots for Pesach, not in water, okay, and already Pesach came, okay, according to Ashkenazi, it's good, and you're allowed to use those kelim on Pesach, even if atchila. According to Sfaradim, no, you have to kosher it again, even if it's on Pesach, kosher it again. What is the chemed, Shulchan Aruch? The water that you kasher with has to be heated either by fire, could be also by electricity, which is also a form of fire. Okay? Yeah? We know it has to be from the bottom. But it can't be from a dut shemesh, even if it's bubbling water, which is not usually. But it does this you have a special dut, which is the amash gets very, very hot. Bubbling, not kosher enough. Or if you have a microwave, you can make something really hot, right?
Yeah.
You can burn someone's hand off also. They do operations with these things.
Laser.
We also, I'm talking about all these lasers and all these, you can heat up things with them. Yeah? That's not kosher enough for kashering, even if it bubbles. Or chamei tvelya. Chamei Tveria, the water from the hot springs. Even if they're bubbling, they're not kosher to use for kashering. Okay. מים שחממו על ידי קיטור. מישהו יכול להסביר לי מה זה? He told me this. What's this? מים that we heated up through קיטור?
Steam.
How do we heat up through steam? How does it work? That's what he told me, the pressure.
Two ways. Most of the thing I told you the last time with the double jacket.
Right, okay, yeah.
That there's keytor goes in through the space between the two.
Yeah.
The other thing is that they have in some place like a cappuccino machine where this keytor is straight into the water.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right here.
So you're talking about high pressure, hot water.
Right. Okay. Some say you're allowed to use that for kashering as long as the water will continue bubbling even after you turn off the steam. If you turn off the steam, the bubble continues bubbling for a while, then you can use it. If not, so you shouldn't use it. Okay. The water has to boil, the bubble, yeah, it has to bubble because of the boiling. And not because you put a hot metal inside and around the hot metal it's all bubbling, of course. That's not enough. It has to come that the whole thing is bubbling, rolling, bubbling, as you said. So you can take a piece of metal and put it inside, and you'll see a lot of bubbles coming up, but it still doesn't mean the whole thing is hot. Just sit on the metal.
What if you have a container that's already bubbling and you put a hot brick inside to overflow it?
Fine, something else. It's bubbling not because of the brick, it's bubbling because of the fire. Okay. Once the bubbling stops, you can't kasher the water. You have to boil, make it boil again. Yeah? Like a Pesach, right? They put a lot of times pots in, right? And then the water goes off a little bit, then you have to wait. Wait till it bubbles again, and then you can put it back in.
Can you add water to it? Can you add more water to it?
Yeah. כמות המים כמות המים הנדרשת לביצוע הגלה לכתחילה טוב שיהיה בהם פי 60 כנגד כל הכלים שמגיעים בתוך הרער.
If you kosher pots and pans and so or something for Pesach, and I'm lucky because we have a guy who comes to Friday. He's actually a company that sets up pots and pans and all kinds of things, setting torches and everything's working. If you kosher that, is it okay if you only use it for Pesach? Do you have to bring it back the next year if we do it?
No. Put it aside in a separate box,
yeah.
And it's Pesach dig. The only kashering that you need is because you use it for chametz, you have to bring it to Pesach. But if it's Pesach dig, it's Pesach dig.
Okay, so you're only talking about that. Well, if you do that, it's only once.
Yeah, but a lot of people, they don't have enough pots.
Yeah.
So they change every Pesach, they take their pots, they clean them really well, they bring it to the guy, and he kashers them for Pesach. After Pesach, they continue using them for chametz. Next Pesach comes around, and they cook. A lot of people like that, they don't have enough pots. I have, because I inherited from my bubby, but he doesn't do Pesach anymore, he goes to the hotel. So I went to her house, I said, okay, bubby, I need your Pesach stuff. And I got three boxes full of everything. Very happy. Okay. Okay. The amount of water lechatchila you should have, okay, pi shishim, okay, 60 times the amount of kelim that you're going to put in them. Lechatchila. We said already, you can also do lechatchila even if you don't have 1 to the 60th. You can also put inside a chomer, some type of soap, like a that's Tama soap, like Economica, stuff like that. And then also, you don't have to have 1 to 60th of the water.
But. Never put St. Mort's grease remover into boiling water.
What happened?
That's suicidal.
Yeah, what does it do?
It's a very, very harsh fumes.
Why?
Very harsh fumes.
You go up to your brain, you'll...
Is it like easy off? The spray.
Yeah, all these.
Off is gentle.
טוב. כל מקום במידה והכלי נכנס למים הרק אופרים עד חציו די לקח להכשירו ואחזור שוב את זה לשני. Oh, where's Yosef? It's not here. So if the pot is big enough to put half a pot in it, the bowl that you're boiling the water in, and now you have a pot that you want to kosher, and it's enough to put half a pot in, and then you turn it over and put the other half, it's good enough. You don't have to put it all at once. Do half and half is also good. Okay?
That's good. Only for
Agala? Agala, what else are we doing?
No, you couldn't do that
for
Tzvios
Kalim. No, Tzvios Kalim
like
Mikvish. Yeah, Agala,
Shara.
It's the whole point is just to spit out the thing. Mikvah, you have to immerse yourself in the water.
A ladle, you only need to put it in the water, right? You said by a pot yesterday, you said you have to put the whole
pot in.
So why is it not just here? Why can't you do half, one half, one half?
Maybe because when he swallows the Issu, it all is swallowed. I don't know. I remember where I said we had to ask it. Chava, I'm not writing this down.
No, but
not.
Wait.
Okay. So. Yeah, so. So the Meister. If we have what were we asking again? Okay.
The pot needs to be in all at once or half and half?
Okay, I'm gonna. Okay.
Well, on the same question.
Oh, got it. On
the same question, putting it in, don't you have to leave a little out so you don't put your hand in boiling water?
No, you either they use a glove, they use the tweezers. Tongs. Tongs, okay. Tongs. Tongs, okay. Tongs, yeah.
You don't boil yourself in
water. Water, which is agala, you can put milchig, then you can put fleishig, then milchig, then fleishig, as long as you don't put them in the same time. You don't put milchig and fleishig at the same time. You can put milchig in there right away afterwards, fleishig, as long as it's still boiling.
You put it at the same time, the water
is
still boiling.
So no, but not at the same time.
Why is that a problem?
Terra, but it's no idea.
Okay, what if you make a mistake? What if you make a mistake and you mix your silverware together while you're putting it in? You have dairy and meat.
You don't
all
put it in together.
Mixed together.
So separate them.
What if it's happened? It happened.
No, maybe that's why.
Then you have a problem.
You have a problem.
Maybe just afterwards, you just take out the milk again. I don't know.
So do you have to redo it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's why the service is...
Oh, yeah, it's still because of Pashut. One second. Okay, wait. Now we're going to talk about the vessels themselves. Okay, let's go through the halachas. He says all the details here. What are you saying?
Actually, that's why the service is there. They ask you all these questions. As they take everything from you, you say, no, this is fresh.
Sure, they know.
A, you know, so like when they get it, it's all done according to whatever the rules are. There are
right.
The halakhas are all asked.
Right,
and
they
so
know.
It makes it very simple.
Okay, kelim, which are going to be kashered by boiling water, it's you should leave them 24 hours before you kasher them. 24 hours without use, and then to kasher them. Okay?
No, is that the same?
No, that's only, yeah. We said, that's only if there's not one of a 60th to the amount of water to the vessel. One of a 60th. There's 60 times the pot of water, right? 60 times the amount of metal that there's in the pot. 60 times in this barrel of water, then it can be even in the 24 hours. But if it's not enough, and you know that if you go to a place like that there are many pots are doing, there's definitely not enough there. So one of two things: either it has to be more than 24 hours not used, or they have to put a chemical inside the water. Then even if it's in 24 hours of use, you can still kasher it, like we said before. Yeah. Very clear.
No, that before I said a few came in their own. That you're saying whenever you do a valley, you should wait. It shouldn't be a venue.
No, if there's not one of the 60th of the
water,
then you should wait 24 hours. Or if you can't wait 24 hours, you should put a chomer charif, which is it's pogam the tam, and then you put it in, yeah, and then afterwards you can kasher it. Okay, now klei chalav uklei basar shenesu. If you have milchig vessels and or fleishig vessels, which they were mixed milchig, I mean, you used your milchig spoon for a fleishig soup or your fleishig spoon for a milchig soup, whatever, yeah? And they're asur to use. Umunyanim lachshiram yachav otagla, and you want to put it together in the same pot to kasher it, in the same time together, yeah? What should you do? At least one of them should be not more. At least one of them should be more than 24 hours not in use, and then you can put even mamash together. Or the water has to be 60 times the amount of that spoon that you're doing. If usually it is, and then you can put it also together, even together. Now, what happened if they were both used, they're both the milchig and the fleishig spoons, cutlery were used, and in the 24 hours for hot things. Well, from one, that one was for milchig, that was fleishig, were used for hot things. Yeah? Nesarim shna kelim, ve'af obrim be'etzem, obrim be'etzem agarab, v'isur b'shur b'sav v'chalav, nes fa'al lo nesrokim di'avad. Koin d'ashkenazi, it's a mash, it's a sur, these kelim, and you have to kasher them again. If it was used in the 24 hours, the milky spoons were used for 24 hours with milk, and the fleishig stuff were used for in the 24 hours with fleishig, and you put them together in the same pot at the same time in order to kasher them. Now you did not kasher them. You have to kasher them now. Halachically correct.
Wait, isn't that what we just said before? What's the difference? Like that, if it's 60 more than 60 parts water, then you can put them in at the same time, one milk and one basar spoon.
Yeah, but right, then you're allowed to put it together. But if it's not, it's not 1 to 60.
Oh.
Okay.
You can just put it in separately.
Yeah. Put it separately, exactly.
All these all like today.
Well, what happens if you did it?
You didn't put it in.
Yeah. If it wasn't in 24 hours, usually these vessels are not in 24 hours used.
Right.
And, or one of them is not at least, so you may have less of a pound.
Do you have the same rules when you're kushering for Pesach?
Yeah. For Sfaradim, b'di'avad, if you do it like that, the kelim are not also to use. Okay. If you have a kli, you have a vessel which you want to kasher in hot water, but the problem is that it's not smooth. There's engravings and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, yeah, someone has a nice kiddush cup, and he can't clean it well. Kiddush cup is less of a problem, because you usually use it only in the cold. And so it's not smell. Let's say you have something which was used, it has engravings and things.
Hot grape juice.
And now you want to kasher it. It won't be enough to put in hot water, because there's gook and stuff on it. How do you clean it? You have to have the fire hose, how do you call it?
Flamethrower?
Yeah. What's it called? The torch.
Blowtorch,
yeah. Torch it down a little bit in other places, and then you can put it in the...
But if you're koshering your kiddush cup for Pesach, I mean, it's only been used for grape juice.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was in the kitchen. You don't know what happened there.
And what did you wash? You washed it with, sponge? And
I just rinsed it out.
Maybe one time you realize...
I don't. I turned it upside down.
Even if you did dry it, it was.
Licked it after the cat ate some, comments.
No, my problem is Duke Nagel boxes with everything. I mean, it is my macron afterwards.
Okay, kelim tzvuim en choshishim shem atzer amonet ashod dacharatam. If you have kelim, pots which are painted, no problem. Cash for magic. Absolutely. Even though they have colors, they have it painted, you can still kasher them regularly. You don't have to worry that maybe because it's colored, so it's not kashering good. No, you don't worry for that. How do you kasher?
Very carefully.
Machnisim et hakli letoch me'a agala kshehu yavesh. Everyone should learn this, because these things happen in your house all the time. You have a spoon, right? You kasher it. It has to be dry before you put it in the water. Yeah? You can't put wet in the water, right?
Hag'alah.
All we're talking about here is only hag'alah. This whole perek here. Don't put too much at once. Because then, even if it's in the basket, there's one, if you did put a lot, you have to
shake it around,
not just turn it in and take it out, because then the water maybe didn't get to everywhere. Right, you do have a lot. They know in the places where usually when you have a lot. But let's say you have just in your house, you have a spoon or something. If you have a few, right, and they're sitting on each other also, so you have to shake it around.
Same thing if you take it to the mikveh also. One at a time. You shouldn't do a bunch in one bag and then put them all in the water.
No, if you have cutlery and stuff.
Well, how do you know the water?
Put it back. Shake it.
Shake it around. Yeah.
They fall down to the bottom of the McDonald's and then find them again.
Shake and bake.
לכתחילה ראוי להכניס כל הכלים בבת אחת למאה גרל. לכתחילה, you should put the whole vessel once in the water, the kashering water, the boiling water. But if you can't, so you could put also part, as long as at the end all the parts were in the
water,
in the boiling water. Kolel, including the
handles,
yes.
Assuming the handles are made of metal, right?
Say what?
Assuming the handles are made of metal.
Here.
No, even if the handles are made out of Bakelite, it's part of the pot.
Well, even if they're made out of plastic, plastic can't be counted anyway.
Here, listen, we have an answer to you. Manuel, listen. Why does a pot, you have to kasher the whole thing? And a ladle, we said that was Trey, if you don't have to kasher the whole thing, there's a big difference. A pot, you cook with it on a fire. It all becomes boiling and hot. So the isil, even the isil is just in the bottom of it, it gets absorbed in the whole kli, even in the hand. You can't touch that hand, it's boiling hot. But the ladle doesn't get as hot. Yeah? The kasher doesn't get as hot. Like it's sitting on the fire. You could touch the edge, right?
Well, there's one after we know with you cleaning a half, one half, and one half, or the whole time.
What?
So what's my non-kamina if you're putting a half, one half, or if you're just doing the whole time?
Why do I have to do this? You do the whole thing?
No, you're saying it's not kosher if you just do a half, half.
It is kosher. Who's
pot. So you can pot, you put the whole thing at once.
No, it's a tequila.
If
you can do part, but have to all the parts.
As long as at the end they're all in the thing. But a ladle that's just touched, a ladle or a spatula, that just part of it touched the isu, that is enough to kasher just the part that touched the isu, because not the whole thing became hot. It's not like a pot sitting on a fire, which becomes really hot, the whole pot becomes really hot.
But what's shyness with the handles? The handles are.
It's boiling hot because the whole thing absorbed.
But the handles don't have any. Part of the flavor inside the pot.
Well, it does. It swallows.
The handles that are outside.
Yeah,
the pot.
Because the heat spreads it all around.
Transmits.
If the handle cannot be kosher,
it's a conductor.
Actually, with Bakelite, you can, because you're only talking about 100 degrees Celsius. Bakelite is designed for high temperature.
You could also take it off.
Oh, you can. So
if you're able to take it off,
then you don't need to kosher the handle. If you're not able to,
because it's part of the kli. You have to kosher it. A lot of times it's metal, but at the edge.
Wait, a plastic candle will be koshered when you dunk it. That's
okay. Right, but it's not.
Yeah, why not? You could kosher it.
Because I thought plastic can't be koshered.
Why not?
Because I thought it was just metal and
I told you already a lot of times in this show that plastic usually is a technical problem that it can't be koshered.
Uh-huh. It'll melt. Like the only certain types of plastic
you
melt.
Could do it. Do it.
What if it was a material like a ceramic handle?
Ceramic or the garbage? Can't touch the ceramic.
No, the handle was ceramic or coated with ceramic.
There's a difference between coated with ceramic. Like porcelain is a ceramic. It's a glaze, like glass. But it's so thin.
Here he talks about right here. Look. Kli asui mikama chalakim. A kli which is made out of a few parts. And you use it when it's attached to with its parts attached to it. If it's clean, right, between the place between where it's connected to the pot is clean, you don't have to take it off. You can kasher the whole thing together. Yeah. So he says this is just the chatchila. If you know the isu was just in part of it, so the chatchila, you should kasher the whole thing. That implies that if he didn't do the whole thing, it's still okay. It's a chumwa. I mean, if you did not put the handles in, it's still kosher the pot. It's a chumwa that you also the handles in. That's what he says right here. I just see them. It's good to do it if you can.
Wait, if the handles are attached, it's still a chumrah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can take them off, and you kasher without them.
If you cannot take them off, you don't. But b'diavad, you don't have to immerse the handle.
B'diavad. Okay. The kli that you immerse in the water, it's even if it's just a little bit. In the chatchil also, you should put it just a little bit of time in the water. In, out. Right?
One time is enough?
What? Yeah. There's no bracha on Agaras Keli. Okay, that will be enough for today.